Okay, it's time to start. Neo 6502 in the Matrix by Tsvetan.
Thank you. Okay, my name is Tsvetan and I am owner of Olimex. Olimex is a company which dealing with designing of electronics and producing electronic boards. And we have more than 30 years of experience, thousands of originally made products, and most of them are open source hardware. And we produce everything in Plovdiv, Bulgaria, locally. My retro computer sentiment. By the way, it's cool to see so many people interested in retro computers, and I was expecting that the audience will be at my age, but I see a lot of young people, which makes me very, very happy. So my first encounter with the computers, and basically I started working with the computers because of this guy. This is Imcut 2, which was later renamed like Pravets 82. It was Apple II clone manufactured in Bulgaria, and this computer sparked my interest in computers and electronics and programming, and all started with this computer. Then it was pretty expensive at that time. It cost something like $6,000-$7,000, something which a student could never afford. But several years later, they produced a copy of Oric, which was sold for only $400. So I, like a student, I could save and take one at home. But unfortunately, it had no floppy drive, so whatever you write after you shut down the power, it's gone. So it was good for learning, but nothing serious. And I cannot skip the first originally designed and made computer in Bulgaria. This is Poldin, which happens to be produced in Plovdiv, my hometown. This is something done from the scratch, including the operating system, editors, compilers, everything was wiredly written in Pascal. The Pascal was very popular language at that time, and when the people start designing this, they said, this will be our language of for doing all the stuff. And there is still the sources somewhere for all the operating system, text editors, compilers, everything written in Pascal. So, fast forward, back in 2020, I received few calls from customers who point me to an interesting new board, Agon Light retro computer, which is open source hardware, and as Olimex is known to deal with open source, they start asking, can you please help the creator of this product? He is not interested in production, but it's a great product and a lot of people has interest in it, so why don't start manufacturing it? Initially, I was very skeptical because we had a pretty bad experience with similar project, the Maximite, which was claimed to be open source, and then certainly it becomes closed source when we start producing it. And I was skeptical, but after exchanging a few emails with Bernardo, I saw that this is totally not the case, and this is really open source product, and he really is not interested in anything else than to bring it to as many people as he can. And this is how Agon Light 2 was born. We basically talked the Bernardo design and start to match it to our component base and our process. Why? Because Bernardo was just doing prototype and he made a proof of concept, it works fine. But when you have to produce this, you have to select component base which do the same job, but it's not so expensive. For instance, he was using voltage regulator from Texas Instruments, who was costing something like €5. And we have similar DC-DC, which cost 10 cents. And I said, Bernardo, why did you put this voltage regulator inside? And he said, I just had few in my drawer. And this is not how you design something to be cost effective, actually. And the original Bernardo design was manufactured by PCBWay for $150, still not a small amount. And when we match our component base and do some small improvements, we managed to produce and sell this for €50. And I'm saying this is not because it's inferior or use bad components. We just redesign it to match our production process. And for instance, we have, as I said, more than 1,000 products, and we have more than 3,000 different components which we buy in large quantities to produce our boards. And when we have a similar functionality, we just replace the Bernardo part with some part from our stock, which we buy at a much lower price. And this is how, basically, we made this low price. The sales start at the end of 2023 in January. And Agon Light quickly became very popular because, first, it was powerful, and then it was affordable. And I don't know why, but Bernardo decided that Facebook group is good place to have community for this board. A lot of people make their first Facebook account just because of this, because they wanted to participate in the discussions and they never had Facebook account before. But anyway, this Facebook group grow up to 1,500 people very fast, and a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of tools has been built. Initially, there was only BBC Basic, and then somebody made a text editor, somebody made a Z80 assembler, one guy made a Wi-Fi gopher, so now they have a BBC and they communicate between Agon Light users through internet. This ancient way of communication. There is a fort, and later I saw that there is an audio player which plays pretty good quality of the sound. So some games were made, and of course Agon Light uses FabGL library for the graphics, and a lot of bugs have been fixed, because when you start develop, you see some bugs, and FabGL was produced and maintained by one single guy in Italy. And now when more people start to touch